Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Forgive Me would not be possible without our generous parishioners. We'd love to thank Jason Crane for running a How to Live Out of Your Van workshop at St. Patrick's. Hearing about the 20,000 miles that you've traveled was so interesting. We're not sure how many of the attendees will use the skills you taught, considering most have never left a 20-mile radius of our little town, but we loved it nonetheless. We'd love to thank Edward for fixing the St. Patrick's Wi-Fi last week. We know you normally work with supercomputers, and this may be way below you, but Sister Catherine was yelling at me about not being able to quote-unquote attend to the church's administrative duties, even though we all know she's actually spending her time on the dark web. Either way, we really appreciate it. Become a part of our community over at patreon.com/roguedialogue.
Can you try to finish this last stitch on your own? I have a guest to greet. Hello there. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm from St. Patrick's over on Church Street. I'm here to pick up Father Clem.
Oh, Father Benjamin. Apologies. I didn't notice the collar right away. Come this way. He's right through here.
Okay.
It's been such a delight having him here with us. He's really become such an integral part of the community here. This is our main living space, by the way. Records on Tuesdays. And we actually have residents play live music on Wednesdays and Fridays. We really try to put the living in assisted living.
Wow, that's very nice.
And right through here. And this is its room. Father Clem, your co-priest is here? Sorry, is that right? I've never thought about what you'd call each other.
That works for me.
Good afternoon, Father. It looks like your stay with us is at an end. Father Benjamin here is coming to take you back.
It's great to meet you, Father Clem. Glad to see you're doing better. Is he okay? Can he hear me?
Heavens, yes. Did nobody tell you about his vow of silence? Father Clem has been in constant prayer since his open heart surgery. It made for some pretty, quiet communion services here at the facility. But hey, he sure makes for a great guest.
I'd imagine you folks keep it interesting regardless.
We do our best. You know, the other residents here have loved having him with us. He's such a patient listener, even in silence. He's a truly soulful person, if you can believe it. Father, you take care now, okay? It's been delightful having you here. We'll have someone come and bring out your suitcase. No?
That's fine. I can carry it for him.
All right. Well, I've got a couple of other patients to visit in the hall. Is it all right if you show yourselves out?
I think we can manage.
Thanks so much. Have a great, a blessed day.
You too. Here we go, Father. Left the heat running in the car out front, but you'll still probably want to zip that coat up. It's miserable out here today. Let me get the door for you. All good? Great.
Jesus Christ.
All buckled up? All right, let's hit the road. I have to say, I'm glad to see you're on the mend for not totally unselfish reasons. It's been pretty exhausting running a one-man show over at St. Pat's. Not to say that the parishioners haven't been supportive. In all honesty, for a community this size, I'm really impressed with the engaged group of lay people we have. It's just, and I hate to say it, I think at times they might be too engaged. Not that people can ever be too faithful, of course, but definitely a bit overzealous when it comes to how things run at the parish. Which isn't to say that how you ran things was wrong. I think the church community is fantastic, and your services must have been beautiful for how all the people mentioned missing them. And that is wonderful. I just guess I'm my own person, and it's difficult because I want to help, and the only way I know how is in my own way. I don't know if that makes sense. Does that make sense? Oh, yeah, right. Sorry, am I talking too much? I know with your current focused prayer, it's pretty one way. Well, I think it's great that you've taken your recent challenges as an opportunity to engage more closely with God. I'm sure it's been a harrowing time, and I'm really impressed by your ability to let faith guide you through it. I'm sure the parish will be excited to see you. They're certainly sick of me. Father Clem, are you smoking?
Calm your ass down. I'll open a window.
What? You shouldn't. You're speaking?
Son, you're not the boss of me. I've been stuck in the dungeon for half a year, and I want to celebrate my escape. Sue me.
How'd you even get a cigarette?
The old warden in there, Lisa, she's got a bad habit of leaving a purse around.
You stole from her?
Oh, please. It was only one cigarette to celebrate my freedom. Honestly, I would have preferred a cigar, but beggars can't be choosers.
Father, I can only imagine how difficult of a time this has been for you, but given your recent scare, I think it would be best if you didn't smoke right now.
Oh, what? Oh, God will strike me down. He already tried once, this spineless bastard. Now you sit there and drive back, and I'll sit here I'll enjoy this.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
But you're talking now? What happened to your silent prayer?
Oh, that was just to keep the leashes at the home of my case. You know how clingy old fogies like that can be to us, priests. Last thing I needed was to be the center of attention in that prison.
I thought they all seemed quite nice.
You would! Kinda backfired on me, though. Most of them were like you and mistook my silence for listening, so all of a sudden I had a line of walkers waiting for their chance to clear the docket. You know, in case they kicked the bucket during the sewing circle.
So you were just faking silent prayer?
I didn't want to talk to anyone, so I didn't talk to anyone. Never made some big proclamation about it, and nobody asked. Didn't really make a difference to the idiots there.
Father, sorry to be blunt, but... are you okay? Sorry, not to pry or anything, but from what I heard about you, you've always been a pretty serious man of God. Not that I'm saying you're not anymore, and of course you've just been through a lot lately. It's just... you seem a bit... disgruntled?
Disgruntled? It's Ben, right?
Yes, that's my name.
Well, Ben, what you'd call disgruntled, I call liberated. My recent brush with death really helped me get my priorities in order.
What do you mean?
I'm sure you heard stories about the power of a near-death experience. Hell, I bet there's even a few pamphlets about this somewhere in the closet back at the church. You know what I'm talking about, though. People have visions, they see a light, touched by an angel, yeah?
Sure.
Well, I had a vision, too. It really opened my eyes. Do you know what I saw, Ben?
What?
I saw Christ himself. He walked with me down a wooded path. He told me it wasn't my time yet, and there was work yet for me to do. I've been anxiously waiting to get back and begin my service ever since.
Really? That doesn't really track with everything else you've said so far. But I...
Of course it doesn't! I saw nothing, Ben! An infinite, soulless black abyss! I got you, though. I got you good! Thank you for that.
So what are you saying? You didn't have a spiritual vision, so you woke up a grump?
But I did have a vision. It really cleared things up. After all these years of one-sided conversations, now I realize I was only talking to my damn self.
Father, don't say that. The Lord is mysterious, sure, and he tests us in all manners of ways, but that doesn't mean he isn't always up there listening.
Not all of us got into this line of work because of some divine calling, you know. Most of the dopes of my generation were just the runts of the litter in a peasant family whose mother took to calling him a little priest.
I don't think I get what you're trying to say.
What's not to get? I figured it out. The whole thing. It's just bullshit. It's nothing at all.
So you had a heart attack and survived, and you somehow managed to lose faith from that?
I didn't lose faith. I gained faith in nothing.
Okay, what does that exactly mean?
I'm free from all of these asinine rules and concepts like goodness and efficiency. I can luxuriate in this pointless nothing existence until the next one hits and I'm gone.
So what will you do now?
What do you mean?
I mean, what's next? You've been a priest for years now, and you're walking away from this life, and I don't know, what's...
No, 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 son, you misunderstand me. I'm not leaving the church. This place is my nest egg. 75-year-old man with no skills and no family? I think I'll stay on at St. Patrick's, thank you very much. Of course, I'll leave the heavy lifting of regular services to you, the youth, and just enjoy whatever time I have left before I start to decompose.
Father, I'm sorry. I know you've given your life to the church, but I can't exactly sit by and let you degrade the vocation like that.
From what I hear, you had no problem degrading the vocation with a parishioner's wife in Binghamton.
How the hell do you know about that?
Your old head pastor and I went to seminary together. He came by to check on me after the heart attack and talked my ear off about my accident, having been the perfect dumping spot for this asshole kid who couldn't keep it in his pants. It's funny, though. I didn't break the silence for him. I wonder what makes you so special.
Fuck, you're not going to tell anyone, are you? I've been around these people long enough to know I'm as good as gone if word gets out.
Your secret's safe with me, son. No need to see my lovely parish get out its torches and pitchforks. So long as you let me do whatever I damn well please, no questions asked.
This is so screwed up.
More screwed up than you getting an elderly man kicked out of his home?
Come on, Clem, you know that it's more complicated than that.
See, it's all pointless anyway. Why don't we both just get to keep what we got going? You can play the annoying Mr. Progressive Priest role I keep hearing about from old Margaret, and I'll get some much-deserved relaxation. And the future of St. Pat's is yours for the taking.
Fine.
Wunderbar. I think this is the start of a great chapter in our pitiful lives.
We are not friends, though. I want you to call me Father in the church and show me the same respect I show you.
Yeah, I'll call you whatever I want, Twinkle Toes.
Great.
We're here. Good old St. Patrick's. Thanks for the ride, Father.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and Romeo, if you don't mind driving over to the store quick, I'm going to go ahead inside and put my feet up, but I have had such a craving for some donuts.
Forgive Me is a Rogue Dialogue production. This episode was written and directed by
Jack Marone
and
Bob Ramunda.
Here's our cast.
Danielle Ellett, Lisa.
Casey Callahan, Father Ben.
Josh Urbino,
Father Clem.
Script editing by Jordan Stillman. Sound design, score, and mixing by me, Adam Ramunda. All of our graphic design comes from
Sam Tordy.
Keep up to date with everything relating to Forgive Me by following at Forgive Me Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Did you like the show? If you did, go follow it on your favorite podcast player. If you really enjoyed it, rate it and review it on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts. This podcast is made possible by our supporters on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you can get access to an ad-free feed, director's notes on each episode, music from the show, and more. Become a patron over at patreon.com/roguedialogue. No matter what, thanks for listening. We'll be back in a few weeks with episode number 2. We're so pumped to be back. Bye!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Ah!
check out this place. You'd love to retire here? What is this? Oh, God. What have you done?
Spaceships.
Season 2.
Out now on podcast platforms across the galaxy.